The goal planning session was focused on reviewing the bylaws that govern the school board. Timmy Tullis of the State School Board Association thought it would help the board members evaluate how well they've served in their roles. But tension between the school board and borough assembly seemed to be on everyone's mind. As they talked about the functions of the school board, board member David Timmerman asked Tullis if she had ever done a joint work session with the school board and the assembly or body that funds it.
Well, I think that it goes to the question that I've been trying to form in my head in regards to what our functions are, is what that body's functions are in regard to us. Because sometimes I feel like our duties are infringed upon by that body. Mm-hmm. I feel that way a lot. And whether that's true or not, I don't know.
Tullis said she had not led a joint discussion like that before. Later on in the meeting, the borough assembly came up again. The group was talking about how they aren't supposed to micromanage school staff. Here's school board president Michelle O'Brien with Tullis responding.
It is, unfortunately, the borough assembly that has this huge problem with doing exactly what you just said. Uh-huh. However, what they do is they ask our staff the micromanagement questions constantly.
So
it'd be interesting to see if you've had any other boards that have dealt with this in their community.
Wow, I have not, in my 13 years, I have not heard this type of stresses.
Superintendent Robert Boyle asked whether she had any suggestions in terms of an organization that could do conflict resolution. Tullis said perhaps the Rasmussen Foundation and that she would look into it. Here's O'Brien again.
You know, here's the bottom line. I think both bodies want what's best for this community.
Right.
However, I believe that too.
I do too.
Yeah. And I truly believe that because it takes a lot to serve. But it's not doing the community any good when both bodies cannot work together.
Well, I'll keep thinking about that. Obviously, we're not going to solve that tonight, but I'm hearing you loud and clear, and I wish that it was something I had a little more magic wand over. But
Tullis said later that while there's often some conflict between school boards and local government bodies that fund them, Ketchikan's case seems extreme. She said that she doesn't think she'll be able to do anything and that hiring an outside mediator might be the best option. In Ketchikan, I'm Emily Files.